from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
How's that going to change the way it looks with Josh Allen pulling the trigger? Are we going to see more different guys catching the football?
If Chase Claypool is uncoverable and is catching everything in training camp in the preseason, he's going to be there week one and as the fourth wide receiver.
Mike Danger.
They are gripping right now if they're Yankee fans.
They are lost.
Gene Battaglia.
This is screaming for a managerial change.
Cleveland Guardians selected Oregon State second baseman Travis Bazana with the first overall pick of the 2024 MLB draft.
The National League starter in the All-Star game and the man that we all want to see on the mound in the Midsummer Classic. Congratulations to Paul.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan. Rochester.
All right, home run derby tonight. All-Star game tomorrow. Skeens versus Burns. I kind of like that for a starting pitching matchup. Even if you don't stick around for the whole game, at least your first inning will be wildly entertaining, you would hope. And I know you're a big home run derby guy, Gino. I didn't realize, Gino, if you're watching on the video stream on our YouTube channel, at The Fan Rochester, also streaming on Twitch, we welcome you back into the sports bar. It is happy hour, after all. Show me those readers again, buddy. Show me those glasses.
These are beat up. I forgot.
Dude, those are beyond beat up.
No, these are just the emergency pair. This is like if you're laughing at me. Oh no. Just you wait, my friend.
I'm laughing at you, and I know. I feel the struggle. I've never seen a pair of glasses that beat up before. I mean, like, you're just short of using the Band-Aid to put the
you know. Oh yeah, they're very nerdish. Yeah, like it's like the one.
No, you're missing the whole arm.
One arm is gone. Yeah. They're scratched up, but I just, in case there's a word I can't quite make out.
Got to go see my my doctor, Dr. Ryan, at Flom this week, and I have a feeling he's going to tell this old man, yeah, time to up the reader's prescription. You know, you're at like a 1.5 right now. Maybe time to boost it up to a 2. We'll see. Yeah, getting old sucks, man. It's not fun.
No.
It's not fun.
No, it's why, like, for a lot of athletes, too, it's the vision. That's what Ichiro would still be playing, but his eyes went. And you, especially when you're up at the plate, you know, the slight difference of a spin of a ball and hitting the ball, like, that's why you're not going to get some genetic freak, I think, someday. Like Tom Brady, I'm sure would still be playing, but I'm sure his eyes aren't as good as they once were.
42 is when it hit me. Like, I think it was age 42, and I remember just waking up one morning and looking at my phone and saying, you know what? I can't read this. Why am I straining? Why am I struggling? And I don't know. I mean, well, it hasn't gotten better.
Same age for me, and you would appreciate this. I'm out to dinner. Family. First night. Disney vacation.
Oh.
What's the one? The Rainforest Cafe.
Okay.
and they come with a check.
You can't read that.
It's a restaurant that's all dark and everything. I don't have a prayer. I'm like, what do I do?
You're using the light on your phone to try and be able I don't, to see I, it a little
right.
Bit
like I'm like, yeah, basically.
Yeah. No, it's brutal. Absolutely brutal. But I had to point out for the viewers of the sports bar on our YouTube channel on at the Fan Rochester and on Twitch that those glasses, those are special, man. Those got to go. You put them right next to Chuck Muncy's busted up horn rim glasses in that in the sports bar picture that we have hanging up in our studio.
That Danger went to a collectible show down in Virginia, brings back a gift for me. It's hanging proudly here in the studio. Chuck Muncy with the Saints, his glasses knocked off, smelling salts. You know, today's football, he would be, you know, in the blue tent and probably not returning. But that's just like, hey, get back out there, Charles.
In the blue tent. Yeah. Free basing in the blue tent, and then be fine. Get back out on the field. Couple of NFL notes today as Buffalo Bills training camp now inching closer and closer. We're talking about a week from Wednesday for the first practice, and rookies reporting tomorrow. Gino.
Yeah, rookies reporting tomorrow. And before we get to the actual news, because there's a couple ways news. Like, hey, this receiver, popped for DUI. We'll get to that. This is manufactured, and this is what happens this time of year, where you have reporters talking to executives, and you're making stories. And this is. I'm not slighting Jeremy Fowler. He reached an unnamed NFL executive, and this unnamed NFL executive has this quote about Josh Allen. I want to read it here. I want to get Danger's opinion on it, because I haven't gotten your opinion on it.
Okay.
Josh Allen, quote, one of the more overrated players in the NFL. Immense talent, but he makes a lot of mistakes. He's underdeveloped at winning the line of scrimmage. Tends to lock in on targets. More of a thrower than a precision passer. Forces throws into traffic.
Okay.
Is that fair?
I think there are a couple of things in there that you could say are fair. I know wins aren't a quarterback stat, but you know, you could also say that a guy that's getting as much praise as Josh Allen gets for never have won a Super Bowl or even making it to a Super Bowl, I would listen to that. You know, I wouldn't go as far as to say Josh Allen is no better than Brock Purdy.
Well, I'd say this, like Josh Allen, you put him on the level of Lamar Jackson, but Lamar has gotten the MVP twice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have Josh Allen on this Buffalo Bills team. We're talking 5-6 wins, right?
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
No question. Yeah, and so that regard, he might not be to this NFL executive the bee's knees, but in our situation, in the situation that Buffalo finds themselves in, where you've got a competitive team year in and year out, and a contending team year in and year out, that doesn't happen without 17 behind center. So all of the things could be true, but it could also be, so what? You know, Brett Favre was always the gunslinger, right? There were moments where you're like, head-scratching moments, you're like, why is he throwing that there? Why is he forcing it? Because he can make those passes.
Yeah, and when we entered last year, Josh Allen, who 2 years ago led the NFL in turnovers, last year 18 picks, second most. Again, I'm not oversimplifying this. Like, it's so simple to me what's going to happen for the Buffalo Bills this year. If it's the same old Josh, well, then, hey, congrats on a wild card or getting in as the 4 seed.
And in that regard, would you say he's overrated? Would you go as far as this executive to say he's overrated? Because we asked Ryan Talbot earlier today. He's like, this is blasphemy. It's wildly inaccurate.
There's more. Can somebody call? And maybe having Diggs off the team, maybe this will force him to kind of recalibrate. And if you got to work with the younger receivers and you got to get a little more invested, this is Josh's offense. I'm giving you the positive side of this.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of tripped on this here because every year, if the Bills fall short, there's somebody to blame. And this past year was Dorsey. And entering the year, we knew it was going to be Dorsey. And the year before that, it was Leslie Frazier. We knew it was going to be Leslie Frazier. Could it actually be Josh Allen?
Right.
If we get another turnover-filled year and it's another...
Okay, so in the spirit of going through the exercise that we like to go through when reports get leaked or quotes get shared cross media. Why? Who puts them out there and why?
You think the unnamed executive might be talking to Fowler?
I'm saying somebody, you know, I'm saying if you're Sean McDermott and you go into this season not really having a scapegoat if things go wrong, could do worse than having your quarterback as your scapegoat. I mean, he's not going anywhere.
No, I'm not
getting rid of Josh Allen.
I look at it differently. I look at it like McDermott and Bean, they would look at that. Okay. You know what? Show them the little bit of motivator there.
Sure. Well, you hope that that's how it's taken. You hope that Josh Allen reads that and has a chip on his shoulder going into this season.
But I would tell you also this, too, with rare exceptions, that when it comes to outside noise, like the Bills don't comment on this. Allen doesn't comment on it. You go back to his rookie season with Jalen Ramsey popping off, and Allen actually got the better of him. Allen could have puffed his chest out. Didn't take the bait. So that's actually to their credit. But privately, and I think that is something with Allen. Take what is given to you. You look at the sequence at the end of the game last year. Now, I would say this. If the Bills took what was given to them, there's still enough time for Mahomes, and maybe that he still stabbed you in the gut there, and the Chiefs still won that game in a different fashion. But Josh,
you were there.
Yeah.
You were on it.
Didn't take what was given.
It's all about his decisions. It's always been about his decisions. It was like this last year at this time. We were going into the season saying, hey, look, the Bills can win the Super Bowl. Josh has to make the right decisions. We should have known after week one, it might be a roller coaster ride, because week one, Josh did not make the right decisions. You lost to Zach Wilson in primetime.
You lost to Zach Wilson and Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Am I missing anybody else?
And you missed.
And Mr. Unlimited.
Right. You lost. I mean, look, to be fair to Russell Wilson, I mean, the throw he made to Cortland Sutton was ridiculous. I mean, like the touchdown, if that's the difference in that game, that pass and that touchdown was incredible by Denver. But you spotted Mac Jones a 10-0 lead on the road. That was enough. New England got the win in Foxborough last year, but partially because of poor decisions by 17. I'm not going to call him overrated. I'm not saying this executive is right, but I understand. I could see what he's saying. I could see that, you know, why he would think what he's thinking. If you're just looking at some of those stats, if you're just looking at those elements that he brought up.
If Josh Allen somehow miraculously cuts down on the turnovers by half, he's the MVP, right?
He's a consideration.
Yeah.
I would say the other part of that I think is interesting is winning the line of scrimmage, because being able to understand what the defense is going to throw at you and being able to check and make the adjustments, call the audible when you need to call it, to put your guys in the best position to make the play.
I will push back on that, because what's the one play last year? It was him and Gabe Davis. They couldn't be on the same page. Like, will we ever know which way was the right way in that overtime? You win in Philadelphia, except Gabe Davis, in my opinion, turns the wrong way.
That's right. So the point on winning at the line of scrimmage, you know, I think that that's something that, I don't know if that means Josh needs to spend more time with his nose in the playbook. I don't know if that means Josh needs to just have better situational awareness and really be able to diagnose and watch film of his opposing defense any given week to know, like, this is what they're going to throw at me and this is how I'm going to react to it in the moment. It's still about making the right decision.
I do think, though, to think that would the Bills fan base ever turn on Josh Allen?
No.
I don't think so. No.
No.
No. Too much of a fun-loving guy. Too much talent there.
Here's a scenario where I can see that happening, because I do... We heard it a little bit last year. Josh's woe is me, I need to be better after a loss or a series of losses can be a little bit fatiguing. Like, at some point, the fan base is going to say, yeah, you do have to be better. Stop with the pouty antics after the game. Stop with the woe is me and show us. Your actions are going to speak far louder than your words. Don't come at us with the, you know, sad puppy dog eyes.
Well,
I need to be better every week.
I think that's how I was coached up. But now, if he became his own man in those post-game press conferences and, You know, he's just doesn't want to sign, be a good teammate and everything like that. But you can be pissy. That's for
right.
sure.
That's right.
You know who that reminds me of as a head coach? Actually, reminds me of Andy Reid. Andy Reid ended days of Philadelphia. It was the same damn thing every week. It starts with me.
Yeah.
I got to do better. It's just on me.
It wore thin.
Me. Yeah.
They got rid of him.
Right.
They couldn't take it anymore. I mean, imagine Andy Reid winning Super Bowls in Philadelphia. Like, he came close. He came close, and there was no indication that Andy Reid was a losing coach. A couple bad seasons, and that act wore thin with Eagles fans to the point where he just went to Kansas City and created a dynasty. Helps having one of the better quarterbacks of all time on your roster.
For sure.
Steelers are going to host the Bills for joint practices. This is in advance of week two of the preseason.
Yeah. Okay, this is kind of the trend. We've seen the Bills in recent years. They went to Carolina. The Steelers years ago. I want to say that was the first year we were doing the show. Now, has there ever been a team to come to Fisher? The answer is yes. It was the Cleveland Browns. But you got to go back to Johnny Manziel's rookie year. What was that, 2010, wow. 2011? So in this day and age, and with how many, with the space that's needed, could you ever see a team come to Fisher? I would say no, but yeah. Could you see it come to Buffalo at some point?
Yeah, I could see maybe when the new stadium is built, maybe, but not at Fisher. Feels like it would be a stretch. I think they know what they have. I think they know the space that they have, and I think you're asking for trouble. And there's a reason why they haven't done it since Manziel was a rookie. Mm. They've probably had opportunities, but they just don't have the facility. And if they did move training camp. I mean, look, if they start doing joint practices in Buffalo, it means that it's probably not here, or it's like this situation where it's between week one and week two of the preseason. They've already broken camp. So they'll have the Steelers week two, and in advance of that week two of the preseason, they will be there at Acrisure for the for joint practices leading up to that matchup.
Yeah, so gets us kind of our appetite wet. I mentioned this, the danger before. Well, considering that rookies, not only in Buffalo, but across the league by the end of the week, rookies will all be reported. That means that there'll be football next Monday just for rookies. But if we're going by that danger, this will be the last Monday on the calendar without any football activity until President's Day. And
we made it.
We made it.
We made it.
Did you crack a second one open yet?
I didn't. Do you want me to, for effect? I mean,
wait a second. I have to twist Mike Danger's arm to have a beer? This was the surprise in the new studio. You would think I would know everything there is to know about the new studio. Had no idea that somehow you and Derek snuck in a fridge here.
Go ahead and share that little nugget, that calendar nugget that you just shared with us. Just one more time.
And today, we'll do this properly. Being the last day, the last Monday on the calendar without any football activity until President's Day.
What kind of party is this? We made it! We made it, damn it! Football's back. Cracked open a cold one. We're ready. We are ready. A week from Wednesday, we'll be at Fisher for the start of Buffalo Bills training camp.
Yes.
You're right, Gino. Yeah, we won't see the rookies until Wednesday, but they're here. There's activities going on. Yep. There will be a lot of stories, and this is the last Monday until President's Day where we don't have any football. We made it. I'm excited. I mentioned it earlier. Friday can't get here soon enough either, because that's when College Football 25 drops, and I might be vapor on Friday. You might not see me. I might just hunker down in the
tank. It hasn't already dropped. I've seen so many bits
and people have
okay.
It. Some people got it in advance.
Ah,
you know, some of our regulars probably already have it in their possession. I think there was a pre-order option that I did not participate in, but there, it's out, it's coming, and everything about it looks fantastic. I can't wait to just immerse myself in that game. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then, of course, next week, training camp. Oh, and then this is also a breath of fresh air when it comes to how we all consume the NFL. NFL announcing that Good Morning Football is back.
coming the 29th.
Yeah, only 8 to 10 Eastern, and it's going to be kind of split, right? So they're still going to have Kyle Brandt out in New York sometime, but it is going to be, for the most part, based in L.A.
Yeah, 4-month hiatus. That'll end here on July 29th. There's, I think, 2 separate 2-hour shows. Kyle and Peter and Jamie Erdahl all back, and I think they will be kind of like going back and forth between the coasts. New addition to the show is Akbar Bajaviamila. Remember him?
Oh, AKB. Yes.
Yeah. Is it AKG?
AKG, yeah.
He's replacing Jason McCourty. I guess McCourty didn't want to do the back and forth didn't want to relocate.
Understandable.
So, Bajaviamila will be the fourth mic on that show with Jamie Erdahl, Peter Schrager, and Kyle Brandt. So that returns July 29th. There's a little welcome piece of news for those of you that like to consume the NFL.
The Jordan Addison, did you see this danger arrested on suspicion of DUI?
Now, I thought about this, and from a moral standpoint, I don't want to get too preachy here, but he said as enjoying a cold one while on the radio.
But you know your limit.
I know my limit. The thing is, he had a teammate just die, and I might be speaking out of school because I didn't see the full report on that death, but was alcohol involved in that death?
Yeah, the person who slammed into the car, Kyren Williams, Kyren Williams, the car, everyone's sober. It was the driver.
Got it.
Yeah.
So I would just think that if that happened to a teammate, maybe you would pause. Maybe you would take a step back. Maybe you would think, maybe not the best idea to get behind the wheel of my Rolls Royce after I've had too many. He was arrested for suspicion of DUI, sleep at the wheel near LAX, and arrested. Now, last year, Addison also was cited for speeding and reckless driving prior to training camp. So Addison's got a little bit of a history here of making bad decisions behind the wheel of a car. I bring it closer to home when we heard Deion Dawkins last week talking about his favorite pastime in Buffalo, drifting. I'm like, oh God.
Just be careful, guys.
Yeah. Just like I'm not gonna tell you how to live your life. You are amazing athletes. You're making millions of dollars. You do you, but man, don't put yourself or others at risk when you get behind the wheel of a car. That's an unfortunate story there for the Vikings.
Well, if you remember for Addison last year, what grabbed the headlines, he was driving 140 miles an hour. Now, his excuse was that his pet was, and it was his dog, I believe it was, and was in danger, and that he was, and honestly, it kind of helped reduce the fine and the charge. He paid $686 for going 140 miles an hour.
Jesus.
That's a poor choice.
Yeah?
That is a poor life choice there, and I know you love your dog. If that indeed is the case, this is different. There's more to the story here, too, meaning we've yet to get the actual police report. So police have not made public by not having the report yet of the blood alcohol content. So what do we think of the Vikings overall this year? Is it a lost year with, we think, a rookie quarterback? Because you do have one of the top receivers in the game, and you do have an NFC that, hey, get a few wins here or there. See the Vikings actually from 2 years ago. They can get a wild card.
I mean, how surprising would it be if Sam Darnold is the week one starter in Minnesota and they actually win some games? I'm not banking on that. I don't know that I see it happening. But overall, I think that they might be doing things the right way, that they might be making some selections that make some sense for their future. I don't know that I'd say this year's a lost year. I think they'd be competitive. I wouldn't peg them as one of the worst teams in the league, but it's certainly a year of transition for the Vikings. And in that division, the worst division to be, worst division to be in if you're trying to transition and become from quarterback to quarterback. I mean, if the Vikings were in the AFC North, I would be far more down on them than the NFC North. There's some room for improvement there from at least the Bears and the Vikings.
Well, I could say this. Good chance that your Bears might not be in last place this year.
We'll see, Gino. I'm trying to keep my expectations tempered. Don't worry.
Oh, don't worry.
Something will happen.
You'll see one clip, and then you and
here's what'll happen.
And Tony number 4, the neighborhood. Oh, look at that. that? Did you see that? Yes,
me
I saw
my,
that.
Me and my buddy Tony, we're actually getting together for some wings a week from tonight. So count it by Tuesday, a week from tomorrow. Yeah, I'll probably be drinking the Kool-Aid and saying all the great things that are about to happen this season for my Bears. The deadline for franchise tag players was today. And there wasn't a ton of drama around this deadline. Every now and then there is, but this year most of the franchise tag players had their issues resolved, except for T. Higgins, the Cincinnati Bengals, not getting a deal done in Cincinnati. He's already signed his tender. He'll play under the tag this year for just over $21.8 million and will be set to become a free agent if he doesn't get tagged again after this upcoming season.
So what if Joe Burrow, and we're worried about Joe Burrow, right?
Like, a little bit.
Yeah, like the elbow, everything else, him talking about football mortality. Like, what if there's another injury-plagued season for Joe Burrow? Are you starting to think, my goodness, this could be the... Things change awfully quick in this league. I wouldn't be penciling the Bengals as this annual contender here. And I think danger that the way they handle this Higgins situation, if you're Jamar Chase, you were like, get me the heck out of here. Like, Chase is like, that's even bigger. So are they saving to pay Chase? Or is Chase just looking at this like, yeah, you know what? If I'm not sure about the quarterback and I'm not sure about this, I'm going to view my options. I think it's they are still dysfunctional. The Joe Burrow is the world's best deodorant.
I think that it's why I love we had our conversation that we had earlier with Bruce Nolan. Just talking about how many narratives around the NFL get thrown at us over the course of a season. Hell, off season, any season that you want to around the NFL, the calendar is full of narratives. And we hit so many of them that by the time, you know, something will happen, we forget. We forget.
Well, no, he described it perfectly. It's because Thursday through Sunday, there's football. And then we all come back on Monday. And this is the story. And we need to talk about the story. And how do you fix the story? And how does this story relate to the opponent? And then game happens. Poof.
Yeah.
And then there's another story that we will all be chewing on.
The performance is everything, right? Like, if the performance isn't there, it can turn a conversation from Josh Allen as an MVP candidate to Josh Allen is... Overrated, right?
Yeah.
Like, so it really is dictated on the week in and week out performance of a player and how he's used and how they execute on a weekly basis. But I just think it is a fascinating thing. The world of content that we live in that just gets, you know, shoveled in our faces constantly forces us to kind of think about these different narratives and storylines, but they disappear as quickly as they get presented to us. And we never really learn anything because we don't spend enough time on any one specific narrative. That was a fun conversation. Loved having Bruce Nolan on with us last hour. Ryan Talbot was fantastic as well. He gave us a little Buffalo Bills training camp preview. He stopped by during the 3 o'clock hour. And of course, you can read Ryan's work at NewYorkUpstate.com. You can follow Bruce Nolan at The Bruce Exclusive on X, and you can get either of those conversations wherever you get your podcast. Just search out the Sports Bar, and that includes the free to download Odyssey app where the Fan Rochester sounds its best, as well as your smart speaker when you ask it to play 95.7 The Fan. Let's get to a round of shots next.
Tonight, it's Home Run Derby, so we'll give you some odds if you want to play along. This is certainly something you can have a little wager on tonight, so we'll preview tonight's action. Boy, the Yankees, how do they recover after yesterday? We'll wrap up the first half of the season. Cleveland getting the number one overall pick, and I guarantee that this guy, for us in Rochester, this might be tough, saying his name here. Mm. Also, another injury in baseball. SEC Media Day, always good for a quote or two.
All right, very good. We'll get to that and more next. A round of shots coming up. And don't forget about Last Call at 866-4326. You can join us with the final word before we close up shop at 6-585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
It's all right.
On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Fan Rochester Sports Update.
Corbin Burnes getting the nod for the Baltimore Orioles. He is the starting pitcher for tomorrow night's All-Star Game representing the American League. We already knew it was going to be Paul Skeens, the starting pitcher for the National League. Tonight, it's the Home Run Derby. We'll have some odds coming up here in shots. Rochester Red Wings return from the All-Star break Friday night as they are in Syracuse, their home next Tuesday night. Buffalo Bills will have joint practices with the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pennsylvania, this leading up to their second preseason game on August 17th. Bills rookies reporting to St. John Fisher University tomorrow. Sports is brought to you by GetMyPerks.com. Today, you get half off to a concert at Batavia Downs. That's Peace Frog. Peace Frog, a Doors tribute band that's coming up this Friday night. For the discount tickets, log on to GetMyPerks.com today. Gene Battaglia and the sports leader, The Fan Rochester.
The sports leader, 95.7 FM, and streaming online at TheFanRochester.com and the Odyssey app. This is The Fan Rochester.
This is a round of shots on the Fan Rochester.
Who's the deep voice guy here? You never want to be deep voice guy.
So jealous,
so many, man. So many, you know, you could be the Mike Danger around the country.
So jealous of the guys that get to do like movie trailers and be the voice of like big brands because they've got this deep, deep voice. Like, oh God. Yeah. No, that won't be
no,
me.
That is not
that
you.
That won't be me.
No. No, not me.
I tried. There was a time in my career where I did. I put together a demo. I tried. And then I'm like, you know, it would take a very different brand to hear my voice and be like, oh, that's the voice we want to represent us always. Not really a recognizable voice and doesn't really stand out in a crowd. Yeah, probably not. But it was a fun attempt, at least.
One time I took a call off air, and she's great. She's a Bills fan. We had her on the show once, Christine Lisi.
Oh, love
wanted
Christine
Lisi. Wanted to know if we could be the voice. You know, Danger and Battaglia. I'm like, sure. You know, let's see if we can have you be our
voice.
All
right, so we tried to get Christine Lisi to be our voice from ESPN. We tried to have Bruce Nolan
write us a score so that we could open with a musical number every afternoon here in the sports bar. We've got our fingers in a lot of different areas here trying to make the show better for you every afternoon.
Are you wagering tonight? If you are, here you go. Pete Alonso, fifth straight home run derby. The only guy who's ever done that. Five straight. He's plus 280. He's the favorite. If he wins tonight, that would be three for him. That would tie him with Ken Griffey Jr. for most all time. Bobby Witt Jr. of the Royals, plus 425. Gunnar Henderson, plus 475. Marcelo Ozuna of the Braves, also at plus 475. Adolis Garcia, the hometown favorite, he's at plus 525. Long shots here. Teoscar Hernandez of the Dodgers, plus 1,200. Kind of like Jose Ramirez at plus 1,300 of Cleveland. And then Alex Bohm, the back end here, plus 1,700 from the Phils. 8 o'clock tonight on ESPN.
I am not wagering on the home run derby tonight. Can't do
really?
It. Really? Dude, I started baseball. You think the Yankees have had a rough month stretch here with Major League? I have been getting my teeth kicked in by Major League Baseball. My bankroll, you know, I know my limits. I know what I can get away with and what. Let me just sit a couple days out. I'm sitting a couple days out, and we'll revisit after the All-Star break. If you were to ask me who I would like for tonight, I kind of like Bobby Witt at plus 425. I think that's intriguing. I don't necessarily like Alonso to win another one, but I kind of like Bobby Witt, and I kind of like the hometown guy, Adolis Garcia.
Yeah, and I would also say this, too. It's a little more difficult to handicap this, right? You're just doing this for fun tonight,
for fun.
Totally for fun. The Yankees had a chance to tie things up in the American League East. How about that? They won Friday night. They won Saturday. And then here we are yesterday at the 11:35 a.m. start because, well, a lot of people couldn't find the game. You didn't see this. They went all Little League on Sunday, up to a two outs in the ninth inning. Shortstop Anthony Volpe fumbled an easy ground ball that would have ended the game, but it's okay. Everything, they're still up here. Oh, no. Routine fly ball left field. Alex Verdugo misplays it. He runs in. When he realized, oh, I should be going back, it's too late. It goes over his head. That scores two, and the Orioles win 6-5.
Ugh.
Baltimore leading the American League East by one game over New York. The Yankees open up the second half at home against the Rays. I'll say this, though. The Orioles needed that. Can you imagine if they got swept by the Cubs and swept by the Yankees and just kind of watching this series? Okay, Burns is outstanding.
Yeah.
They don't have enough starting pitching. They don't. So for all the Yankee fans and the doom and gloom talk next week, really is anybody's division.
It's a long season. It's a roller coaster ride. You know, teams get injured. Teams get healthy. The deadline is coming up, right? Like, I want to see who's buying and who's ending up where. I think the Yankees are going to be fine. I think they're going to be fine.
They're a playoff team.
Yeah.
They will not see Baltimore in the first round. Now, can they avoid Cleveland in a short series? That's...
Yeah, right.
That's the key. Speaking of Cleveland, they had the number one overall pick. Not a bad time to be a fan of the Guardians, where they took Oregon State second baseman Travis Bazana. I have to say that slowly because in the Rochester accent, Travis Bazana, the number one.
Oh, Travis Bazana, yeah.
Bazana.
Well, I'm going to go up to Buffalo, and I'm going to go get some hot wings and blue cheese. And then after that, I'm going to take my kids to the Bills game.
Is that Travis Bazana? Is he the son of the Scotts Bazana?
I was going to say, Bazana and Sandy in the morning.
Travis Bazana.
Bazana becomes the first second baseman to go number one overall. He's from Australia, though.
What are you on, crack? He's from Australia? Travis Bazana? Going to the Guardians in Cleveland? Maybe we should take him to Bill Gray's if he comes through town. We'll get a plate.
Another pitcher has been lost. What a terrible year for pitchers. Although, the Dodgers will be without the services of Dustin May. May tearing his esophagus.
I just did that too, doing the Rochester accent. It hurt.
Yeah. In a statement, the Dodgers said that May was feeling pain in his stomach Wednesday night when he was taken to a local hospital where he needed emergency surgery.
Jeez.
Now, according to the Cleveland Clinic, I had to look this up, esophageal ruptures are rare. In the United States, they occur in 0.003% of the population. May was 4-1 with a 2.63 ERA this season.
That's a bummer. And we don't know what exactly caused the esophageal rupture.
No. No, it can be acid reflux. It can be, just eating a bone and something puncturing it. No idea.
Huh. And he's having a nice season. 4-1, 2.63. Bad. That's got to be a loss for the Dodgers.
Look, that's a scary injury.
And you had to have emergency surgery, ugh. Well, hope he gets better.
Soccer. Hey, congratulations to Spain, Danger.
Thank you.
Talked about that.
No.
How was the family?
Yeah, let me tell you something. Soccer, even if you're not a fan, soccer spoiled us yesterday. The first half of the Euro was a bore. And, I will admit, it did not capture my attention. It was a 0-0 draw after the first half. Second half, fantastic. And last night's game, just edge of your seat stuff. It was really, really great.
Argentina last night beat Colombia 1-0 to win Copa, but that's not what we're talking about, Danger. At Hard Rock Stadium, home of the Miami Dolphins, got completely run over by fans from Colombia, crashing the gate. Reports said there were an estimated 7,000 people without tickets who got into the stadium.
Oh,
and
God.
Prior to kickoff, fans were crowding the aisles and walkways. The game was delayed for 45 minutes. Mind you, that's national television on Fox.
A bunch of savages just taking over, bum-rushing Hard Rock Stadium, saying, they can't stop us all. We're going to get in one way or the other. You can't stop us all. You're going to bum rush the gates. It's a video of fans climbing through the air duct system at Hard Rock.
Yeah, this is some sort of heist that they case the place and they figure it out how to get in. Hey, maybe FIFA, when this comes around in 2 years, treat each venue like a Super Bowl, meaning checkpoint here, checkpoint there. If you have one checkpoint, I could see how this, we can all laugh about this. I saw one video, kid in an Argentina jersey who he's hurt. We're talking stampedes. We're talking scary stuff here. So no, this is not cool.
Not cool. And quite honestly, irresponsible of Josh Allen to leave his home unattended while he was playing golf. Oh, he owns the Miami Dolphins and Hard Rock Stadium. So for him to be playing golf all weekend in Tahoe while this is going on, you just want your quarterback, your franchise quarterback, to show a different level of maturity. Understand, you have a world-class event in your house and you're not there. You're hosting the party. You should probably be there and prevent things like this from happening.
Now, Danger, I know you're all excited about getting your video game on Friday for college football, but there is a thing that most of us enjoy. That's actually the real thing of college football. So today, SEC Media Day. Commissioner Greg Sankey of the SEC was asked about expansion. Quote, "I'm not a recruiter. My job is to make sure we meet the standard of excellence and that we have ourselves ready on a daily basis." Ding, 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 ding.
Well, I don't know that he's lying because I don't know that he is recruiting. I think he has created a product, a brand that is so desirable that by default, people just want to join the party. And
you want to be in the party, but then for the SEC, Clemson and Florida State, is that actually going to raise the revenue for the conference if you're inviting in? Why the Big Ten worked? Hey, here's the whole West Coast. We'll take that. And if Syracuse is lucky, if the Big Ten decides, hey, you know what? We need a school in New York. Okay, thanks. Appreciate that.
Yeah. I don't know that Big Ten or SEC executives are out there trying to coerce schools out of their conferences. I just think that their brands and their programs are just that much more lucrative that everybody wants to be a part of it. So that's where we're headed, and that's where it will be. And it'll be sooner rather than we think.
Yeah. If Clemson and Florida State jump, can you imagine Miami? What would be the biggest program? Wait a second. How do they not have a conference? It'd be like Miami, right? Wouldn't be Syracuse.
Hmm.
Is basketball a consideration at all? Meaning Duke and North Carolina, we're just going to leave them on the sideline here?
Football just has to do its own thing. It's weird, but I think with the release of this football game, the EA Sports football game, I think it will I don't know that it's going to influence anything down the road, but it just is a bigger like thing. Like, you don't realize just how popular the game is until you have the stats and the figures and the dollars behind it to realize how popular it actually is. And the knowledge that people have, and now you got kids making money off of their name and their image and likeness in this game. The money that is being made and that will continue to be made in this sport, I mean, they probably see it more so down south than we do because it's...
Well, it's going to look different. Like, if you're not familiar, like one of the rules that got passed, like we're used to this in bowl games, you're going to see ads on the field.
Yeah.
You're going to see ads on the field. You're going to have a conference in, maybe not this year, but very soon, sell their naming rights.
That's right.
It's the Dr. Pepper Big 12 or whatever.
Yeah. Or the Dr. Pepper Conference.
Yeah.
Yeah, that when Thor joined us last week and shared all of that, I'm like, yeah, I see that happening, and I see it happening sooner rather than later, probably sooner than we expect. So I don't know that I necessarily think Greg Sankey is lying when he says that he's not a recruiter. I don't know that he's recruiting anybody. I know that the NCAA is done. Like, why do you have this governing body? It's ridiculous, but it will be two massive conferences. Football should do their own thing, and then what do you want to do with the rest of the stuff? We'll figure it out. That's Shots. Last Call is next. You can pull up a stool and join us. And we have tickets to see Train. Oh, good Train. Coming to Art Park. You know what? That's a good night out. If you're looking for brownie points, if you believe like
that's
we do
coming up too.
Every marriage is a continuous negotiation. Surprise her with Train at Art Park. 866-4326. Caller 5-585-866-4FAN for a pair of free tickets to see Train at Art Park from your buddies Danger and Battaglia in the Sports Bar on the Fan.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester. The beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
Last call on the Sports Bar. Quickly, Zach, one of my buddies, reached out to me on the Secret Text Doso over the weekend. Such thing as cup holder etiquette when you're at a stadium or an arena.
Good one.
Said he got into it with, he was at PNC. He was at a Pirates game, and he got into it with Karen. His words, not mine. I feel bad for anybody named Karen.
Karen, right.
If your name is Karen.
We love Karen.
We'd like to
show,
give
you
a hug. Yeah. Been branded so unmercifully. But he said he got into it with somebody who said that there's such thing as cup holder etiquette. Now, I need a little bit more context to issue a verdict on this, to know, like, if you have a cup holder in front of you, yes, you should be able to use your cup holder. Now, are you leaving your empty in a cup holder and then using another cup holder with...
Yeah, I need more context here, and again, I don't know... You know, sometimes when you go to a certain stadium, is this mine or is it to the person to my left? Which way am I going? But I would just assume that it's clear, okay, here's my cup. This is where I'm putting it.
Right. So I guess I don't know, Zach. I don't know what you did to upset this woman. Were you sprawled out with your cups? Were you leaving empties across the aisle of cup holders? Or were you using a cup holder that was more adjacent to her, but you thought differently? I mean, this shouldn't be complicated, right?
No.
Unless you're at Highmark.
Where there is no.
Where the cup holders have all been busted off over the years, and you really don't know where you're going to put your beer. Then you've got an issue. So at PNC, which I hear is a beautiful ballpark, I've yet to be at it, but I hear it's one of the best in major leagues, if not the best in the major leagues. Yeah, there should be ample cup holders.
I see the Blue Cross Arena, some of the seating there is just so cramped, you know, especially down low. It's like, okay, then you really, I don't get rid of the cup holders. Give me a little more room there.
That's right. Well, appreciate you reaching out, Zach. And we can't really give you more in-depth analysis on your cup holder conundrum without a little bit more context. You got to tell me what the story is. Cup holder etiquette, I imagine that it is a thing. Or just don't be a jerk. Just, you know, try not to mix it up with other fans when you're at a game.
Brandon writing in, brought you some Texas weather, fellas.
Oh, that's our buddy Futures. Yeah.
Yeah, Futures.
Dude, you can take it. You can have it. I mean, like, I don't know how. I have a friend who's like, hey, you wouldn't be happy to go into Disney later this month, would you? And I'm like, are you crazy? Am I psycho? I'm not going to Florida in the month of July. He's like, oh, my daughter wanted to go down there for her birthday. We're going to Disney in July. I'm like, nope. God bless you. I don't want nothing to do with Florida, Louisiana, Texas.
Here's why it's not the heat. It's what we just experienced. I'll tell you the quick story. Like, I remember this. This would have been one of the first years we were doing the show where took a vacation, took the family down to Disney, and it's the Bills are playing Cleveland. And Tyrod is the quarterback. Tyrod's getting the start against the Browns. It's in the month of August. Actually, it's before we started doing the show, but I digress. We couldn't get out of our room because of the thunderstorms. We're like, okay, do we make a run for it? Do we make a run for it? No. So, like, from 5 o'clock on, all right, we really can't go anywhere tonight, can we?
Yeah. So you can get hit with that anytime, I suppose. I mean, I've certainly been down there in the winter months where you do get hit with a rainstorm and it goes all day. But, yeah, no, I want nothing to do with that heat. And the thunderstorms like we're getting today, yeah, Futures, you can have them, man. Take them back with you to Texas. We had tornadoes last week. Where are we living? What's going on here? This isn't what we're accustomed to. We're not equipped for this. Tomorrow, a Hall of Famer joins us in the sports bar.
Mike Catalana, 13 Wham. We will talk some Buffalo Bills tomorrow. And Mike, I'm sure, will call me like a 10-year-old child excited about the Mets who's had too much ice cream.
Where are they at right now?
They are in the third wild card.
So they're still there?
They're still there.
Okay. Well, you didn't say anything about it today, so that's a step in the right direction.
Tough loss yesterday.
Tomorrow, you're going to bring it up, and he's going
to... No, I will bring it up, and I will defuse Mike.
But you don't even have to bring it up. That's my point. Like, there's nothing to bring up. It doesn't even need to be brought up. But you're going to bring it up almost inviting the abuse.
No, he should be worried. That would be shameful after the season the Phillies are having to be knocked out by the Mets.
He should not be worried, my God. If you missed Bruce Nolan... From the Bruce exclusive. If you missed Ryan Talbot, you can get either of those conversations wherever you get your podcasts. That includes the free to download Audacy app, AUDACY. JR Sport Brief on the way next. Thanks for listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid.
The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Last call on the sports bar. Quickly, Zach, one of my buddies, reached out to me on the secret text Oso over the weekend. Such thing as cup holder etiquette when you're at a stadium or an arena.
Good one.
Said he got into it with, he was at PNC. He was at a Pirates game, and he got into it with a Karen. His words, not mine. I feel bad for anybody named Karen.
Karen, right.
If your name is Karen.
We love Karen.
We'd like to give you a hug. Yeah. Been branded so unmercifully. But he said he got into it with somebody who said that there's such thing as cup holder etiquette. Now, I need a little bit more context to issue a verdict on this, to know, like, if you have a cup holder in front of you, yes, you should be able to use your cup holder. Now, are you leaving your empty in a cup holder and then using another cup holder with?
I need more context here. And again, I don't know. You know, sometimes when you go to a certain stadium, is this mine or is it to the person to my left? Which way am I going? But I would just assume that it's clear. Okay, here's my cup. This is where I'm putting it.
Right. So I guess I don't know, Zach. I don't know what you did to upset this woman. Were you sprawled out with your cups? Were you leaving empties across the aisle of cup holders? Or were you using a cup holder that was more adjacent to her, but you thought differently? I mean, this shouldn't be complicated, right?
No.
Unless you're at Highmark.
Where there is no.
Where the cup holders have all been busted off over the years, and you really don't know where you're going to put your beer. Then you've got an issue. So at PNC, which I hear is a beautiful ballpark, I've yet to be at it, but I hear it's one of the best in major leagues, if not the best in the major leagues. There should be ample cup holders.
I see the Blue Cross Arena, some of the seating there is just so cramped, you know, especially down low. It's like, okay, then you really, I don't get rid of the cup holders. Give me a little more room there.
That's right. Well, appreciate you reaching out, Zach. And we can't really give you more in-depth analysis on your cup holder conundrum without a little bit more context. You got to tell me what the story is. Cup holder etiquette, I imagine that it is a thing. Or just don't be a jerk. Just, you know, try not to mix it up with other fans when you're at a game.
Brandon writing in, brought you some Texas weather, fellas.
Oh, that's our buddy Futures. Yeah.
Yeah, Futures.
Dude. You can take it. You can have it. I mean, like, I don't know how. I have a friend who's like, hey, you wouldn't be happy to go into Disney later this month, would you? And I'm like, are you crazy? Am I psycho? I'm not going to Florida in the month of July. He's like, oh, my daughter wanted to go down there for her birthday. We're going to Disney in July. I'm like, nope. God bless you. I don't want nothing to do with Florida, Louisiana, Texas.
Here's why it's not the heat. It's what we just experienced. I'll tell you the quick story. Like, I remember this. This would have been one of the first years we were doing the show where took a vacation, took the family down to Disney, and it's the Bills are playing Cleveland. And Tyrod is the quarterback. Tyrod's getting the start against the Browns. It's in the month of August. Actually, it's before we started doing the show, but I digress. We couldn't get out of our room because of the thunderstorms. We're like, okay, do we make a run for it? Do we make a run for it? No. So, like, from 5 o'clock on, all right, we really can't go anywhere tonight, can we?
Yeah. So you get hit with that anytime, I suppose. I mean, I've certainly been down there in the winter months where you do get hit with a rainstorm and it goes all day. But, yeah, no, I want nothing to do with that heat. And the thunderstorms like we're getting today, yeah, Futures, you can have them, man. Take them back with you to Texas. We had tornadoes last week. Where are we living? What's going on here? This isn't what we're accustomed to. We're not equipped for this. Tomorrow, a Hall of Famer joins us in the sports bar.
Mike Catalana, 13 Wham. We will talk some Buffalo Bills tomorrow. And Mike, I'm sure, will call me like a 10-year-old child excited about the Mets who's had too much ice cream.
Where are they at right now?
They are in the third wild card.
So they're still there?
They're still there.
Okay. Well, you didn't say anything about it today, so that's a step in the right direction.
Tough loss yesterday.
Tomorrow, yeah. You're going to bring it up, and he's going
to... No, I will bring it up, and I will defuse Mike.
But you don't even have to bring it up. That's my point. Like, there's nothing to bring up. It doesn't even need to be brought up. But you're going to bring it up almost inviting the abuse.
No, he should be worried. That would be shameful after the season Phillies are having to be knocked out by the Mets.
He should not be worried, my God. If you missed Bruce Nolan... From the Bruce exclusive. If you missed Ryan Talbot, you can get either of those conversations wherever you get your podcasts. That includes the free to download Audacy app, AUDACY. JR Sport Brief on the way next. Thanks for listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Fan.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.